Our mail artists all donated their work to Studio 360 and covered the postage costs themselves. But the official art market is absolutely flooded with money. Dealers and collectors are befuddled almost by the sales prices that even some relatively unknown artists are commanding. And as for the greats, well, last year alone, Sotheby's sold $660 million worth of art. An artist collective in San Francisco is questioning the market pricing of art. The group, which is called Quorum, brought their work to the big international art fair in Miami this winter, and every piece was priced exactly the same. A single pint of blood collected on site by a local blood bank. Bleeding for art might seem a little morbid, but to these artists, it's just egalitarian.
The process of making art and just living as an artist, I mean, we feel like we're giving blood. I mean, that's part of our soul. That's part of us. It's our blood. And so we wanted to give something to the community, to people, but ask for something equally precious from other people.
It's not like handing over cash. It's handing over literally a part of yourself that's unique from anything else.
Money runs through our culture the same way that blood runs through our veins. They're both the things that people die for, that people live for. They represent life.
You made this for yourself and of yourself, and you're giving it. And it's sort of the same thing with art in a lot of ways.
It's a currency that all of us carry around with us all the time. Rich and poor alike, it sort of levels the playing field, especially in a place like this where the money is just flying around like crazy.
We actually valued it by valuing it at the price that a pint of blood goes for in the open market, which is around $300. It goes up and down, but it's around $300. So an edition of, I think the total edition was 40 prints, but 20 that were given for this piece. So we'd done pieces that we sort of valued at around that price.
I made a etching of a drawing of a unicorn farting a star. There are action lines from the unicorn's rear to the little happy star that's flying through the air with a surprised look of just having come into the world.
I did an etching as well, and it's a line picture of a reclining nude. It looks a little bit like maybe she's sleeping and dreaming. Underneath her is a row of three pink ice donuts. And I colored the etching with acrylic paint and some quite bright colors as well.
Blood pressure. Right. Normal. 130 over 80.
Okay, that's good. I'm glad I have good blood pressure. It's very intimate, you know, to give that part of yourself. Bodily fluids, people are very sensitive about them.
I'm just stingy with my blood.
It is a stunt.
Because really, like, I want my blood.
The process will take approximately 20 minutes. They go through a series of questions, very personal. And they'll take their temperature, pulse, blood pressure, do a finger stick, and check their iron. If everything is normal, then they'll proceed to donate blood.
Yeah, I'd like to say that I'm going in without any trepidation, but, you know, needles are a little freaky to me.
Now I'm just going to proceed and stick them.
You're getting sticked.
God dang, look at that. Oh boy. You're good. That didn't hurt very much at all.
At all? I did it wrong.
I watched the needle go into the arm, and now it's flowing out of me, and it's beautiful. Dark red, and now it's going down the tubes. I can't tell if it's going really fast. Oh, and now it's going into a little bag, and I'm supposed to squeeze my hand? Wow, the color is really intense, isn't it? It's a little bit darker. It has a richness to it. I mean, I guess maybe I'm reading too much in it, but it does look like it's full of life. Wow, it just keeps coming, huh?
It's not like you're going to a blood bank on any other day and having your blood drawn. You're actually getting a piece of art for it, and so there's an exchange there, a creative exchange as well as a human one.
how much, you know, is your blood worth, and what are you, how are you willing to spend it? Are you willing to spend it?
Those were the artists and patrons of the Quorum Collective at the Art Basel Miami Art Fair earlier this winter. Tanya Katenjian produced our story. That's the end of our show today. I want to thank you for listening, and I hope you'll come back and listen next week to Studio 360. In the meantime, if you'd like, you can go to studio360.org and get the podcast of the show, which you can subscribe to and get for free every single week. Studio 360 is produced by WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International. Our production team includes
Julie Burstein,
Lital Malad,
David Krasnow,
Michelle Siegel,
Derek John,
Jenny Lawton,
Rob Weisberg,
Sarah Lilly,
Carrie Hillman,
Arun Roth,
Ave Carrillo,
Eric Malinsky,
Brendan Baker,
Brooke Schumann,
Hadara Grobart.
And our theme music is by David Van Tiegel.
Studio 360 is funded in part by Ken and Lucy Lehman, supporting CARE in its efforts to alleviate global poverty, on the web at care.org, and the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art.
PRI, Public Radio International.